Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You've heard us talk a lot about FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Well, we have something a little different for you. Now through September 22nd, all FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get a three-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Then, with a YouTube TV base plan, you'll be able to watch every regular season Sunday afternoon out-of-market game. All you need is a Google account and a current form of payment, and you can cancel anytime. Just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY to 467-369 or visit oasas.ny.gov/gambling. Standard text messaging rates apply. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Utah, and other states where prohibited. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hi, Mark.
That yell can mean only one thing. Oh, hi, Mark.
Hi, Steve. How are you, buddy?
I am groovy with a chance to be bitching.
Oh, man. Keep hope alive, my friend.
It's always good to have a goal, Mark. Always good to have a goal.
Especially on a Saturday. You know, weekends can be very disorganized for people. So the fact that you're trying to stay in line on a Saturday is heartening to me. While I am out here in what they call the PNC Center at Hallis Hall, the little atrium area as you walk in, and you can see all the Bears' historical great moments out here. So I am surrounded by Bearsness. The team will practice in about an hour. From right now, a little bit over an hour from right now out here at Hallis Hall.
Mark Rohde is my guest. He joins me on the guest hotline presented by Circus Sports Illinois. He covers the Bears for us. He does training camp live. When there's training camp, then he'll do the regular season live, because the regular season is what it's all about. And the Bears have made many moves the last couple of days and continue to do so. So you want to share with the class, catch up with the class, what happened today, yesterday, what else is going on?
Yeah, the Bears made it official today that they signed a defensive lineman whose name is Chris Williams in his from Cleveland. Like, let me just give you the bottom line, because a lot of people are like, oh, who is this guy the Bears got? He comes from Cleveland for a 2025 seventh-round pick for a sixth-round pick via Miami. That's what the Bears in Cleveland, that's the business that they did. Yeah, just a little bit on him. Again, Chris Williams played 13 total games, six total tackles, no sacks. He was an undrafted free agent in 2020. 13 games that he's played, all with the Colts. He was on the Kansas City practice squad last year as well. So this is a pretty inexperienced defensive lineman, but there is, you know, there's some concern about Zach Pickens and how ready he might be for the regular season. So I think that's the move there to give a little bit of depth to the defensive line, which is dwindling at the moment. And then, you know, for people who didn't hear, the Bears did get Darrell Taylor from Seattle for a sixth round pick. He 27 years old. He, 49 games, 13 starts, former second-round pick of Seattle. What are the numbers, though, Grody? Yeah, 2022, Darrell Taylor, 2 years ago, 9.5 sacks. Last year, played in all 17 games, 5.5 sacks in the game, 28 tackles. So you got a couple of depth players. Like, I mean, the Darrell Taylor may give you, I mean, you do have to look at 2022, where he essentially had double-digit sacks that year, and that's obviously the part that the Bears are hoping to get out of Darrell Taylor. So there's some hope there. I think the Chris Williams thing, we'll see.
Chris Williams, to back up a bit, is 6'3", 302 pounds. He turned 24 in June. The 13 games he played were all for Matt Eberflus's defense in Indianapolis. Matt Eberflus knows what he's getting in this guy, or what he's projecting in this guy. I don't know if any of Eberflus is going to talk today, if he's going to say anything about it. Will he address this? Do you know?
The Flus will speak today, yes. Okay. Yes, we are scared. We're actually, now I am being told that not only will we have Matt Eberflus, we are actually expecting to hear from, yep, Chris Williams and Darrell Taylor, the two new guys. So this is good. More information coming out, because I know that a lot of Bears fans are like, who are these guys? So we're gonna get to talk to both of those guys today afterwards, and then they will obviously be all over the score.
So the Bears began making some moves today, releasing tight end and a defensive tackle. It may trickle out over the weekend. I don't know what you're hearing, what else you're hearing. They're not a team that would want to play it down to the deadline, because they'd want to have space to grab somebody if they could. What have you heard today about the way the next couple of days will play out with cuts they have to make by Tuesday?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. They're starting to trickle out with reports out there that Tommy Sweeney, the tight end, is gone. Keith Randolph Jr., the Illini defensive tackle, is no more. So obviously, I think there's still some decisions to be made in that tight end room. Did Steven Carlson do enough to impress? And I was talking to somebody, another media member, about Steven Carlson yesterday, and he's like, look, I don't know if he's going to be able to usurp or get past Mercedes Lewis on this roster, but I think he's been pretty good and maybe makes a place for himself on the practice squad. They got to have the roster down to 53 men on Tuesday. That's the bottom line. And there could be a slow burn of cuts that we're able to report out here from Hal. So we'll see what Matt Eberflus shares with us after this practice today.
I think that it's wonderful that you're talking about a player who played one of the Hanson brothers. Steve Carlson is one of the Hanson brothers.
Oh, was that the name in the movie?
That's the actor. He was a real hockey player. He played for the Kings. Steve Carlson played in the NHL. But he was one of the Hanson brothers, number 17 in your program, number one in your hearts. And I love the idea. He should be called Hanson. Can you go tell everybody that anybody named Carlson And that goes for my friend Jill Carlson. She should be called Hanson, too. She should be a Hanson sister.
What about Carl Carlson from The Simpsons?
Yeah.
Don't forget about Carl Carlson.
He'd be Hans Hanson.
He is who is indirectly related to Jack Jackson, former Bears wide receiver.
There you go. That's the way it should be. And I meant to add, Amen Obanga. Wait. Give me that name again, the linebacker.
Amen Obanga.
Yeah.
The Bears Bog Bamiga?
Yeah.
The
fact that he has bong in it. Does he know about the Wake and Bake Club?
It's not bong. It's bog. Oh. Bog, ba, miga.
I thought I missed
common spelling. By the way.
Spelling. Well, I had bong in there. I was hopeful. All right. So the injured reserve list got three new names added to it: running back Ian Wheeler, wide receiver Nasimba Webster, and Douglas Coleman, the neck everybody saw and was held their breath when that happened Thursday.
My God.
Does the Wheeler torn ACL, which is a shame, and I don't know, Hard Knocks may go out of business after all this, the way they've devoted time to it, but does the Ian Wheeler injury affect anything regarding Bayless Jones because it's the backfield?
Yeah, it does. I think
really?
It does. Whenever anybody has asked me the question in the last week, is Bayless Jones going to make the roster? And if I'm made to answer the question, I say no, because you're dealing with a limited player. I mean, do you trust Bayless Jones to, you know, get a handoff in the fourth quarter of a big game? No, I personally don't. But with that injury and with the fact that, you know, he's a draft pick, I don't rule the possibility. I think he's still got an uphill battle for this, but I think his chances all of a sudden are better at this point. And I know that this has not been a simple decision. You know, the way that I have treated it, and, you know, you and I and a lot of people. I mean, I don't think I'm actually breaking new ground by being somebody who is saying that Bayless Jones is not gonna make the roster. But I do think that this is a more difficult decision for the organization than we may know.
Hub, when I talked to him about a half hour ago, thought that he was going to be there because of the simple they're less about draft choice. I mean, I think his draft status is going to keep on draft status and speed as opposed to accomplishment, because they keep moving around because they can't find a place for him where they can trust him. And I don't trust him to block for Caleb Williams.
No.
But Hub was pretty insistent. Hub thought this guy's going to make the roster because they're still so entranced by him.
Well, I mean, and there's some of that. There's no doubt about it. I guess entranced, I suppose, just because of the athletic ability. But, yeah, I mean, you trust him to – I mean, that's a tough deal for a lot of running. A lot of running backs struggle to block, let alone guys that are just learning the position. So it's really almost inconceivable to think, again, in clutch spots, like in key points in a game with this quarterback, Bayless Jones Jr. going to be the guy that you're trusting for that? Hey, He clearly did not cut it as a receiver. Is he going to be the guy catching footballs out of the backfield? Is he going to run downfield on a scramble drill like we've seen DeAndre Swift do and catch balls downfield? I mean, it just seems kind of strange. So I keep saying, like, if you feel like you can afford the luxury of having a guy who will intermittently play for you and maybe even make plays for you, and he's been fine, and like he's been good on the kickoff, not like he's like scoring touchdowns in it, like he's a replaceable player even in that regard. You know, there's no place on the field where you're like, gotta have that. But look, I mean, as you mentioned, the fact that he was drafted in the third round, that is a first offensive player that Poles drafted. I mean, that's a commonplace for all organizations that you have a pick that, you know, in the first, second, or third rounds, that it's just normal NFL nature. That guy's going to get a longer look. But I would put the chances of him, of Bayless Jones Jr. being on this team at about, I would say, 55%. Right now, before the Ian Wheeler thing, I would say I had it, you know, at 32%. So I'm still not sure if I get it. And I, like I've said this, and I don't know if I need to say this, but look, I mean, he's a very popular player. People like him. Everybody, like all of us in the media, like he's like one of the most likable guys. He's that guy in the locker room. He struggled a lot. Always by his locker, always willing to talk about anything you want to talk about, always is in good spirits, never like looks at us like, I hear what you guys have been saying about us like other players have done in the past. Mm-hmm. You know, he's like, and he'd have, probably have every right to. But so I do think that some of that factors, and I think that he's got a lot of fans in this building. It is the NFL, though, and ultimately that, you know, that can't count, but it does.
Well, I just hope the ferret lobby doesn't come picketing if he were to get cut. Because
yeah, and he's got a ferret. Like, how likable is this guy?
Right. I mean, he sounds like he's a member of the media.
And he's got – well, hey, if he does get cut, you know, I will definitely encourage Mitch Rosen to hire him as our new afternoon host or something like that at the Score. I don't know. Maybe.
Speaks and ferret. Yep, sure. That'll work.
Oh, man. No, I'd put it. He'd probably be pretty funny for a few days.
Mark Grody is my guest. He covers the Bears, and you hear him on every show, even ones that don't exist, because Mark just keeps talking into the void because that's what he's been trained to do right here on The Score. I have a question I brought up with Sean, and I went back to loving the idea of Caleb Williams channeling his inner Aaron Rodgers, talking about admiring him after that throw he made in Buffalo. And it was spectacular. We're like, yeah, that's Aaron Rodgers. And the comparisons to Aaron Rodgers that he wants to make, I saw footwork in the pocket.
Yeah.
Where Aaron Rodgers could dance around, not leave the pocket, not scramble. His head was always up. His arm was always ready. And that was one of the things that always killed the Bears. And, boy, none greater than it eluding Julius Peppers, and then Chris Conte never got the memo, and there goes everything. So that was wonderful. However, and Caleb Williams, by the way, is only one Super Bowl behind Aaron Rodgers.
Truth.
He's only one Super Bowl ring behind Aaron Rodgers. So much is made of Aaron Rodgers, and he's only won one Super Bowl. That's one more than Caleb and Rex and you and me. That's really embarrassing, but that's not why you called. Sean and I were talking about, has he thrown a slant pass yet? If you're going to be Aaron Rodgers, you have to throw a slant pass. That's the West Coast offense. That's a two-yard throw, two steps by your receiver, and then he goes 60 yards the way Devontae Adams always seemed to against the Bears. Have we missed a slant pass from the Bears offense this year?
I prefer the 45-yard passes downfield, but if you want to talk about your little slant passes, that's great. That's cute, Steve. Yes. Just for you,
yeah.
Yes, he has thrown some in camp. I guess he hasn't in the games. I mean, I guess we know all the plays that he has made. That's the great part about the preseason. We could literally talk about every single play that Caleb Williams has made or not made so far this year. But, yeah, he's thrown some in practice, but I guess they haven't been particularly present in the preseason games.
All right. That's next. I want him to do that, and then scramble for a touchdown and run to the wall in Lambeau and go, I own you!
I got to tell you, though, you're right about the footwork, and there is something to be said about, because Aaron Rodgers never came across as like a fast guy, but he was always so good with eluding the pressure, the poise, eyes downfield, and that's what we're seeing. Obviously, that's what we're seeing from Caleb Williams. He's not perfect on every play, but you know, I do go back to the Roma Dunze 45-yard play where you know he's out of the pocket and you know keeping his eyes downfield. That's tricky for any quarterback, and I know we always do the comp to Justin Fields because that's what we know, but how many quarterbacks really in the league, that's why like we all go crazy over these plays and say that's pretty elite, and there's maybe only five to seven other quarterbacks that you could see making a play like that to keep your eyes downfield while chaos is occurring.
Texters are weighing in, and the 217 texter says 55% chance of, you know, referring to the percentage chances you gave Velus Jones Jr. of making the team now that Wheeler was hurt. So 55%. Wow. Are you sure it's not 54.7%, Mark?
54.7. What is that, like an Urlacher thing or something? Or?
Yeah, I just is it? Just didn't want you to outkick your coverage on this, I guess.
Urlacher. I mean, is that what he was doing, an Urlacher thing?
Yeah.
Or?
So what sucks more, says the 815 texture, Mark would have first time. What sucks more is this show Or the Ryan Pace era.
Hey, man, Ryan Pace just got promoted in Atlanta. What the hell are they doing in Atlanta? I'm not talking about just Ryan Pace. It's just the Penix thing is still stunning and just all sorts of we got to win now stuff going on in Atlanta.
It's about weird. Time that Ryan Pace did something right for the Bears. You know, he was part of the team where they took Penix instead of Roma Dunze, right? Like Kirk Cousins is sitting there, oh, yeah, that guy.
Oh, absolutely.
No, not that guy. I mean,
no, not that guy.
Yeah, Ryan Pace is finally doing something good for the Bears by being the way Arturis Karnišovas is doing a wonderful job rebuilding the Orlando Magic while working for the Bulls. It's just the way it works out. And thank Ryan Pace. He's still got that. He tapped a big keg of stupid right there, and the Bears are finally benefiting from it.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, we've overcome some of his errors in quarterback draft picks. But, yeah, and I will say, like, for Ryan Pace, like I've said for all general managers in this town, you go back to all, starting with Ryan Poles, with Ryan Pace, with Phil, well, I don't know about Phil Emery, with Jerry Angelo. One thing that they all have been good at is building defense. And Phil Emery obviously oversaw one of the worst defenses of all time. You know, the year with the back-to-back 50 burgers, the Patriots and
the Packers.
And the Packers,
I wrote a column. I said, fire Mark Trestman at halftime, and I posted it in the third quarter. He should have been fired at halftime. As it turns out, there was talk then of firing him before he got on the bus after that game. It was like 42-0 at half, something like that.
I like that you've always taken the responsibility of being the first person in the paper or on the radio to fire coaches. Good for you, man.
Somebody has to lead. That's how you're a leader. Follow me. I've got the firing flag. Follow me, Roy.
I know you do. And you use words that make it funny. So,
thank you. Okay.
Yeah. So, what else do you want to know?
Well, I guess the one thing I do want to know is the Daryl Taylor plan, does that mean they beef up the lack of depth, even though they made a trade for defensive tackle Chris Williams? The Daryl Taylor addition, does that move DeMarcus Walker inside? Does that just give them yet another body, or do you expect another deal?
I think it's another body for right now. I mean, I think DeMarcus Walker is going to get the first crack at defensive end, but as we've seen, they have been moving him inside at times. But I think that they'll, now that DeMarcus Walker actually heads into a season where he's 100% healthy, I mean, he basically missed all of the training camp last year, a lot of it anyway. And, you know, as I've reported here, he really wasn't healthy until about week 10, or feeling good until about week 10. So DeMarcus Walker is going to get the first crack at that. You know, Daryl Taylor, I think, will be in a rotation. You know, one person whose name is popping up that maybe has not been easy for us to see necessarily because we haven't seen a lot of big plays from this guy, but Dominic Robinson's name has come up a lot in this building lately in terms of a guy that people think, you know, just keep an eye on. I don't think anybody's like necessarily predicting that they're finally going to get what they hoped they were going to get from this guy when they converted him from the offensive side to the defensive side and drafted him as a project 3 years ago. He's heading into his third year now, but there seems to be a lot of momentum in his favor. So just a guy to keep an eye on because I just know that people in this building like him. But, yeah, it'll be interesting to see all the guys that are coming at the end. And obviously Austin Booker. I still, you know, I asked the question the other day is, who did I ask it to? It must have been Eric Washington, the defensive coordinator. Is Austin Booker ahead of schedule or ahead of where you guys thought he would be? As in, I'm wondering if, you know, my opinion has been that this is going to be like a redshirt year for that guy, just based on people that I've talked to who know more than I do. But I wondered if that had changed things. And the answer I got was kind of just like just sort of medium temperature. Like, they didn't really say he was necessarily ahead of schedule. They said, we're just going to keep on working with him. So I just wonder if they're still seeing something in Austin Booker to where, yeah, he's going to get playing time, but let's not go crazy thinking he's got this all down yet.
I'm going to take it easy on a guy who's clearly raw but has a spectacular talent. I mean, way he uses his hands and his speed, and he's got good bend, it looks like, and he's going to beat you if you catch him. Maybe not, but I think, and they may want to downplay it. I can't see them. He's going to make the roster, right?
They're absolutely not. 100% going to make the roster.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Just wondering what's a surprise nowadays.
Yeah, no, you're right. What is a surprise these days? I mean, and yeah, like fifth round picks do get cut. I mean, so it's not like he was ever a slam dunk. I mean, like you hope to get, you know, in a draft class, you hope to get, you know, something definite out of your first four rounds. But like once you go to the fifth, five through seven, there's no guarantees, man. There's just no guarantees.
I'll share this text with you before I let you go and actually do actual work as opposed to the nonsense we do. 309 texter. Simone Biles wearing Packer gear on the Bears sideline is ridiculous. Bang, bang, bang. Gold medals or not, B gotta go. Bang, bang, bang. Thanks. High as F in Galesburg. It's perfect. It's exactly what this show is.
See, that's perfect. You're right, because that's what happens when you get high. Like, your brain goes back to other stuff, like stuff that's already occurred, and you're like, you know what? Oh, man. What was up with that Packers jacket, man? Come on, man. It was honestly, what an error that was. Like, we all know how great Simone Biles is, and Jonathan Owens is awesome, too.
Yeah.
But what a terrible, terrible error that nobody saw that on the sidelines. Said, hey,
maybe you need a friend.
Let me just give you this. I know, like, look, like you can say, look, if we don't care, whatever, we got this Bears Packers thing. I know it's silly because they don't understand it. Why would they understand it? But let me just put this. Let me go ahead and give you this Bears hoodie really quick, or just something, because that's just not going to work. I can't believe that nobody did anything about that.
Yeah. You need a friend or a stylist, but rethinking. All right, thanks, Mark. I appreciate that.
See you, Steve.
Take care. Mark Grody covers the Bears for the Score. And thanks, in Galesville, high as F. You know what? We know what the F stands for, but you couldn't say it on Hard Knocks because the Bears have less. We are going to talk about swearing. And I swear, science says the Bears could be a lot smarter if they'd allow it, if they'd admit to it, if they'd admit to what swearing's all about. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You've heard us talk a lot about FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Well, we have something a little different for you. Now through September 22nd, all FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get a three-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Then, with a YouTube TV base plan, you'll be able to watch every regular season Sunday afternoon out-of-market game. All you need is a Google account and a current form of payment, and you can cancel anytime. Just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY to 467-369 or visit oasas.ny.gov/gambling. Standard text messaging rates apply. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Utah, and other states where prohibited.
As a Ford owner, there are lots of choices of where to get your vehicle serviced. You could choose to go to their place, the local dealership, your place, home, apartment, or condo, your workplace, even your happy place, like your cottage on the lake. Go to your Ford dealer or choose Ford Pickup and Delivery to have your vehicle picked up, serviced, and brought right back. Or choose mobile service, where a technician will come to you and do routine maintenance right on the spot. Both are complimentary and depend on your location. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit FordService.com for important details and limitations.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling,
"Come on, move!"
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
English, mother! Do you speak it?
Yes, I speak it. They just don't speak it on Hard Knocks. Well, they don't speak swear words. Welcome in. Welcome back. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Saturday Suckage. And I think it sucks that on orders from the boss, which I assume is George, or maybe it's Virginia, one of the pearl-clutching McCaskies, no swear words and Hard Knocks. The Bears have the final edit. No cursing. Because big-time NFL players and coaches, in a brutal game, don't go all potty mouth after hello and sometimes before, right? People, please. Especially the Bears. Do you realize who, George, your grandfather is? Do you ever hear the mouth on that one? George Mushel, Joe Mushel, the legendary AP guy, used to say that it was, if it wasn't polysyllabic, he wasn't sure if it was George Halas when he would be greeting him. Let me bring you an example of how stupid it is to eliminate this, the McPearl clutchers. This is an article from CNN.com last year. The headline is, "Swearing is a sign of intelligence, helps manage pain and more." Swearing. Self-medicating by swearing. That's what's going on here. Sandy Lamott authored this piece, June 2023. Polite society considers swearing to be a vulgar sign of low intelligence and education, for why would one rely on rude language when blessed with a rich vocabulary? That perception, as it turns out, is full of baloney. That's what CNN wrote. You know what they wanted to write. In fact, continues the CNN piece, swearing may be a sign of verbal superiority. Studies have shown this may provide other possible rewards as well. Well, we're going to go through all this. Here's your Hard Knocks, Bears. Timothy Jay, professor emeritus of psychology at the Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts, who has studied swearing for more than 40 years. There's your job. He studied swearing for more than 40 years, says, quote, "The advantages of swearing are many. The benefits of swearing have just emerged in the last two decades as a result of a lot of research on brain and emotion, along with much better technology to study brain anatomy." One of the first things CNN brings up is cursing may be a sign of intelligence. Listen up, you mother bleepers. CNN continues, "Well-educated people with plenty of words at their disposal, a 2015 study found, were better at coming up with curse words than those who were less verbally fluent." So there. In this, participants were asked to list as many words that start with F, A, or S in 1 minute. Another minute was devoted to coming up with curse words that start with those three letters. Boy, talk about a wheelhouse. The study found that those who came up with the most F, A, and S words also produced the most swear words. Said Timothy Jay, the man who studied swearing for 40 years, quote, people who are good at language are good at generating a swearing vocabulary. And swearing can also be associated with social intelligence. Having the strategies to know where and when it's appropriate to swear and when it's not is a social cognitive skill, like picking the right clothes for the right occasion. That's a pretty sophisticated social tool. Close quote. Well, intelligence. Don Shula is a pretty intelligent guy, right? Don't you think? Here's Wani. Here's Dave Wannstedt, former Bears coach. Here's Wani talking on Mully and Haw about the church-going Don Shula when Wani was on his Dolphins staff.
But when I was coaching with Coach Shula, okay, a quick story. When I was coaching for Coach Shula, and most people don't even realize that he hired me from the University of Miami because I was only with him for 7 weeks. I don't even know if I got a paycheck. But and we were practicing at St. Thomas University in Miami. They, right across where our meeting room was, the staff room, there was a chapel. And Coach Shula would go to Mass every morning. And keep in mind, he never really got cleaned up, shaved, and all that stuff until after he worked out at noon. So the staff meeting would start when he came out of chapel. So we would always have somebody, one of the young coaches, was assigned to, like, sit there and look out the window. And the minute that he came out of the chapel, he would yell around the building, you know, the boss is coming, the boss is coming. And we'd grab our notepads, and we'd all run into the office. Well, it was about a 45-second walk, and he would walk in, and he would sit down. And as an example, he was, say he was mad at me for something. He would say, Wannstedt, what the F of it, uppity, uppity, blankety, blankety, blank are you doing? You do that one more blanket. And we would all be looking at each other and saying, 45 seconds from Mass to the meeting room. How can that happen that fast? Well, trust me, guys. I've lived it. Okay, Molly?
Wani. Talking about Don Shula, out of Mass into potty mouth, and that's it, a sign of intelligence. He's a pretty intelligent guy. So CNN's piece on swearing, sign of intelligence, and other benefits of swearing, the second one they list is swearing may be a sign of honesty. Well, I would think so, but they say this. Science also found a positive link between profanity and honesty. People who cursed lied less on an interpersonal level and had higher levels of integrity overall, a series of three studies published in 2017 found.
You, that's my name. You know why, mister? Because you drove a Hyundai to get here tonight. I drove an $80,000 BMW. That's my name.
There's a good deal of honesty there. Glengarry Glen Ross, Alec Baldwin, one of the all-time great movie scenes, right? That's honest. Yeah. He's a certain amount of integrity. He tells you why he's there. ABC, always be closing. Got a new contest. First prize is a $25,000 Cadillac Eldorado. Second prize. Want to see second prize? It's a set of steak knives. Third prize, you're fired. So there's honesty. The third item, we're doing this because the Bears, the McPearl clutchers, don't want cursing and Hard Knocks. And they're missing it. It's not surprising that something dumb would come out of Hallis Hall. But science is proving that cursing shows high intelligence. And there are benefits from it. CNN wrote a story about it. Profanity, in its third subhead here, profanity improves pain tolerance. Let's examine this. If you want to push through that workout, go ahead and drop an F-bomb, CNN says. People on bikes who swore while pedaling against resistance had more power and strength than people who used, quote, neutral word, studies have shown. People studied cursing on bikes. I love science. Research also found that people who cursed while squeezing a hand vise were able to squeeze harder and longer. Spouting obscenities doesn't just help your endurance, as it turns out. If you pinch your finger in the car door, let's not all try this. This is just an example they provided. You may well feel less pain if you say the real F word, the S word, instead of shoot.
You're going to f*** right for a week.
Mm-hmm. People who cursed as they plunged their hand into icy water, another study found, felt less pain and were able to keep their hands in the water longer than those who said a neutral word. Lead author and psychologist Richard Stevens said the headline message is that swearing helps you cope with pain. I know it helps me. I'm good. Stevens said it works like this. Cussing produces a stress response that initiates the body's ancient defensive reflex. A flush of adrenaline increases heart rate and breathing, prepping muscles for fight or flight. Simultaneously, there's another physiological reaction called an analgesic response, which makes the body more impervious to pain. Stevens said, quote, that would make evolutionary sense because you're going to be a better fighter and better runner if you're not being slowed down by concerns about pain. And what helps you get past that are potty mouth words. You know, there's more. I know we have to take a break. I'm going to take a break. We're going to come back because we're going to keep investigating the benefits of swearing while the McPearl clutchers in Hallis Hall don't want to hear it on Hard Knocks. This is Saturday Bleep and Suckage. I'm Steve Rosenblum, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
English, mother, do you speak it?
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Walter, mark it 8, dude.
Smokey, this is not Nam. This is bowling. There are rules.
8. Yes, the Big Lebowski. We'll be hearing from the Big Lebowski later. Welcome in. Welcome back. This is Saturday Swearing. We are talking about the lack of potty mouth on Hard Knocks because the McPearl clutchers don't want it on the Hard Knocks about the Bears. And guess what? Swearing's good for you. CNN did a whole piece on it. It's based in science. Research shows it. I gave you 3 subheads. Here's a 4th one. Cussing is a sign of creativity. Swearing appears to be centered in the right side of the brain, the part people often call the, quote, creative brain. Said Emma Byrne, author of Swearing is Good for You. We do know patients who have strokes on the right side tend to become less emotional, less able to understand and tell jokes, and they tend to just stop swearing even if they swore quite a bit before. Research on swearing dates back to Victorian times when physicians discovered that patients who lost their ability to speak could still curse.
I'm Veronica Corningstone.
And I'm Ron Burgundy. Go f*** San Diego.
So, that is so creative. I can't stop laughing at that. And the 5th item in the CNN story about how cursing is good for you and how it shows superiority, throwing expletives instead of punches is the better way. Sure. Why do we choose to swear? CNN writes. Perhaps because profanity provides an evolutionary advantage that can protect us from physical harm. Said Dr. Timothy J, the guy who studied swearing for 40 years. What a job that is. A dog or a cat will scratch you, bite you when they're scared or angry. Swearing allows us to express our emotions symbolically without doing it tooth and nail. In other words, I can give somebody the finger or say, bleep you across the street, I don't have to get up into their face. The purpose of swearing is to vent my emotion, and there's advantage in that. It allows me to cope.
Man, come on. I had a rough night, and I hate the Eagles, man.
See? That's coping. That was good, Sean. On so many levels, that was the meta cursing on this show on Saturday Suckage. With the dude talking about how he hates the bleeping Eagles. See, George? George, look. Are you listening, George? You should be listening. Play this for George. Go to the Odyssey app and replay Saturday Suckage. Your guys, your players, your coaches, they need to swear on screen. Set an example for America's youth. They'll become smarter, more socially adept. So to conclude, before we get to Patrick Finley of the Sun-Times, top of the hour, it's bleeping stupid that the Bears are taking swearing out of a show in which their team is engaged in work that causes a lot of pain and includes examples of creative and smart people who threaten players if they use their fists. So bleeping stupid. Do you hear me, George? Do you hear me, George?
England. I'm Veronica Corningstone.
And I'm Ron Burgundy. Go f- San Diego.
Patrick Finney, the Sun Times next to talk Bear. Chicago Sports Radio's 70 The Score.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rips, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
As a Ford owner, there are lots of choices of where to get your vehicle serviced. You could choose to go to their place, the local dealership, your place, home, apartment, or condo, your workplace, even your happy place, like your cottage on the lake. Go to your Ford dealer or choose Ford Pickup and Delivery to have your vehicle picked up, serviced, and brought right back. Or choose mobile service, where a technician will come to you and do routine maintenance right on the spot. Both are complimentary and depend on your location. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit FordService.com for important details and limitations.
You've heard us talk a lot about FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Well, we have something a little different for you. Now through September 22nd, all FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get a three-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Then, with a YouTube TV base plan, you'll be able to watch every regular season Sunday afternoon out-of-market game. All you need is a Google account and a current form of payment, and you can cancel anytime. Just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download America's number one sportsbook.
Must be 21 plus and physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY to 467-369 or visit oasas.ny.gov/gambling. Standard text messaging rates apply. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Utah, and other states where prohibited. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.